This is the Rare Witch Roundtable, episode 22, for the 25th of October, 2009. It's a me, Mario!
Welcome to the Rare Witch Roundtable, the premier podcast about Rare, Xbox, and the Rare Witch Project forums. From Victoria, Australia, I'm Calvin Getley, and joining me today we have Alan Pierce, Ice Mario, from the UK.
Hey!
We have Aaron Haslam, Gruntling, from Mesa, Arizona.
Hello!
And joining us today we have Leah, and I honestly don't know how to pronounce her last name, BrightEyes16, from Belmont, California.
Hey, it's Nadeau.
There we go.
Leah, no.
Don't! So for our number three news article this week, computerandvideogames.com recently got to try DJ Hero from Freestyle Games, and they loved the game. Leah, you also recently had a chance to play it as well, didn't you? So what did you think of the game?
The game, it kept my attention for a while, but then it was kind of annoying because at one point you have to, like, push the turntable, like, all zigzagged, and I don't know, it's just kind of like, what the hell? I don't know, it's kind of weird, like, why would you, like, I could see why you'd want to play a guitar, but, like, a DJ, like, and there's only, like, three buttons, so it's kind of stupid, but in order to, like, get there, I had to, like, push people out of the way and yell at people, and it was funny.
So all you gotta do is make sure you've got a crowd of people when you go to play it at your place, and you'll get some enjoyment out of the game.
So is that not something that you would like to do? Like, you know, DJ for real? Because I mean, you don't really see that many female DJs.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there are loads, but none that are high profile. So I just wonder whether it really appeals to you. You want to play it.
I mean, I'd rather actually DJ than play a game to DJ.
So with that, you wouldn't want to play it because, like, playing Guitar Hero, it's just makes you feel like you're actually playing a guitar and you can, like, really rock on. But I just wonder whether you could do the same sort of thing with the DJ Hero and just, like, put your hand to your ear like you've got, like, monitors on and do the old scratching. Do you not feel cool when you're doing it?
No, not really. Because so many people can't play the guitar and they feel cool doing it, like, for Guitar Hero, but an idiot can spin a disc on a turntable, you know?
Oh, you've heard it here first. DJing's for dummies. Anybody can do it. Right, okay.
Sounds like a challenge just waiting to happen. What about you, Aaron? You got any interest in the game?
Probably not. I never liked Guitar Hero or any of those Rock Band games, so probably not.
Aaron's too cool for those games.
That's right.
What's cooler than being a DJ? Seriously.
Taking cocaine and then dying and then being on the news.
I'm actually kind of shocked at how much it costs. Like, you said it cost $120. That's like three quarters of a console price.
Yeah, it's super expensive. It'd just be like, because I know Andre's got Rock Band and he spent a shit ton on that. So, like, just buying stuff, like, you know, DJ Hero, you're just going to have to keep adding on and adding on.
Mm. I mean, do we know how much the, you know, just the peripheral on its own will cost? Like, if you wanted to buy extra decks.
Oh, like another turntable?
Yeah.
It's like,
I assume you're going to have battles and stuff like that, aren't you? Well, we bought Guitar Hero on its own, just the game. And over here, there was like a support site that you could say that your guitar was broken, and you go through and it says what's wrong. And you say, right, the fret buttons aren't working. And then you click next, and it says, okay, we'll need to replace it. And then you just put in your address, and then they send you a free guitar. Like, we got two guitars that way. My parents and my brother, they all got like two each. So we've not actually bought any extra things. But now they fixed it so that you have to send like the neck the guitar back before they send you a new one. But it was just like a major missight on their part. It was like awesome.
I'm not finding any sites that just sell the turntable, but what I forgot to mention was that also in the game you can play against other turntables, but you could also have someone play their guitar and they'd be playing Guitar Hero while you're playing DJ Hero. So me and Andre tried it out like that when he played the guitar and I was doing DJ Hero. We had more fun like that, though.
Okay, so a number two news article for this week. Three new screenshots of Perfect Dark for the Xbox Live Arcade have been released from Rare. The new screenshots show a revamped textures and they just look spectacular when you compare them to the original game. Is anyone looking forward to this Xbox Live Arcade game?
Yeah, I haven't played Perfect Dark for ages. And yeah, I'm just going to hold off because I've wanted to play it for quite a while now. And I'm just going to hold off for this new one because there's only a couple of months left. So yeah, I think it's great that, you know, what they're doing with the, you know, they're retexturing everything and remodeling. I don't know whether they're remodeling the backgrounds, are they? I think it might just be the weapons and stuff. Because you can see on one of the guns, you can see it's like been remodeled and retextured. Yeah, but as you say, it looks fab.
I haven't played the game yet, or when it came out on the N64, so I might check it out. I think it's definitely interesting what we're doing with the, like, making it graphically look better.
You're in for a treat. Kind of wish that they'd have done that with the Banjo games, but
yeah, really,
like the textures are just exactly the same. You know, when I rip the textures out, they're literally 64 by 64 pixels. They're just the same textures. Obviously, they've fixed a few of them, but everything is just the same. But with this, it's gonna look awesome.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at some of the screens, and they just look really clean and sharp looking, like way more than an N64 game would.
Yeah, definitely. Have you played it, Calvin?
No, I've never played the 64. No.
What's that? Couldn't you afford an expansion pack?
I just go and write into Nintendo and get one sent to me for free.
So you're going to get it, are you?
I don't know. I haven't decided whether I'm going to get it or not yet. It sort of doesn't seem to appeal to me, I don't think, but I don't know. I might just waste the money on it anyway. Worst case scenario, it just sits on the Xbox.
Yeah. I mean, does anybody know, like, a price point, what it's going to be? Or, you know, I don't really buy that many games for the Xbox. It's mainly Mandy that buys all the arcade games and stuff, so I don't really know what price is good.
I'd have been expecting 800 points, but I mean, they might go up to 1200 since they're revamping it and actually putting a lot more effort into it than just, you know, direct porting.
Yeah, sure, yeah, there's a lot more effort there, isn't there? So yeah, they're going to have to put it up. But like I say, I don't know what to aim for. So you're saying 800, is that like a standard cost for
800 game? Used to be the maximum, I think, and then they raised the maximum to 1200, so.
Well, but when I bought Banjo-Kazooie for the arcade, it cost me 1200 points, if I remember right. So I'd assume that's what it would probably cost. Maybe a little more since they did stuff with it, but yeah.
So that was Banjo-Kazooie or Tui, did you say?
Both. I think they were the same price, yeah.
Both the same price, okay.
It's been a while since I bought it, so I think it was 1,200 points, though, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, so that's probably what we're looking at then, isn't it? The maximum.
Is there a release date for this arcade game yet?
I think it's still slated as just winter, I think.
Yeah, I think it just says 2010.
No, it does not. Shut up.
It doesn't?
Last time I heard it was winter. Have they moved it back?
Well, winter can be... I mean, I don't know. In Michigan, winter goes till, like, frickin'... When you say winter, do you mean, like, December? Because winter's still in January.
Yeah, I know. I need a fucking seasons lesson.
Okay. Well, it says on Wikipedia that it's coming out in winter 2009, so sometime this year.
Good, yeah. Just in time for Christmas. Yeah, sorry, I shouldn't say Christmas. Holidays. How's that?
There you go. Come over there and hit you with my yarmulke. No, wait, I don't wear one. I'm not a dude.
Are you buying it?
You know, I don't really play shooter games, but I've gotten into Halo 3 recently, so maybe. The graphics definitely are persuading me to.
Well, since you're like the only one who's played it, Ice, would you say that it's probably one of Rare's best games?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't go as far as that. If I had the choice, I would rather play a GoldenEye remake, as I'm sure everybody would.
Actually, not to get into a different subject, but I heard that GoldenEye hasn't really aged that well.
I could grab my N64 now and play GoldenEye. I think it's just fab. Although, saying that, I did have a look at the texture, and it's so bad. but it plays really well. Just off topic, I had a discussion with Sub recently about... Because I don't know whether you know that FreeRad were actually tasked with doing a remake of GoldenEye on the 360. And I was trying to tell Sub, and he just wouldn't believe me for ages. He was like, no, shut up. And I was like, no, seriously. And we got to remodel the dam and everything. But in the end, Activision came back and said that there were too many legal minefields. So it was just dropped in the end. But during the time that we were developing the game, it was just, everybody was just so happy. It was like, yeah, we're remaking GoldenEye. It was just like an awesome time. But then when they announced that, you know, we weren't doing it anymore, it was just like, oh, a major kick in the nuts. Like, everyone was just so high, and then, you know, it's just major glum faces, and then FreeRad went into administration. Awesome. Just in time for Christmas.
Okay.
I'm just gonna go and slip my wrist.
Okay, so our number one news article for this week. Over the coming months, the famous Rare Witch videos are being remade in high definition using Banjo-Kazooie and Banjo-Tooie for the Xbox Live Arcade. Mumbo's Waterworld has already been released and remade. Ice, what should we be expecting next?
I'm partway through... Do you know the Banjo-Kazooie versus Deliverance
thing? Yep.
Yeah, I'm doing that. Yeah, so that's going to be the next one, I think. And after that, because I can't remember which one I did first originally. I think it was Blubber's Secret Island. You know, the one where Banjo swims over to the end cutscene,
yeah.
Beach, and Blubber's on there. I think that was the first one I did, I think. I'm not 100% sure, but I think that's the one I'm going to go for after that.
What gave you the idea to remake them in high def? You just get bored and think, well, I can, why not?
It's something I've always wanted to do since the first Banjo-Kazooie came out on Xbox Live Arcade. I thought it would be good to redo them. Mainly for myself, more than anything else, because they're fun to do, especially now because I've got so adept at the N64 version's code and everything. Now I'm going to have to almost start again with the Xbox Live Arcade versions. Like, the assets, like the models and the textures, they're all pretty much in the same format, so it's quite easy to port between the two and figure out certain things. But looking at the code, because it's been ported to Xbox, you know, it's a different format, you know, the game code. So,
yep.
Just like another challenge, really. So, but it's something I've always wanted to do since the first Banjo-Kazooie came out. So that's what I'm going to do.
Sounds good. Aaron and Leah, have you seen the either the high-def one that was just released or even the old ones?
I saw the high-def one. I've played some of the... I haven't played all of Banjo-Kazooie because, I don't know, I just haven't. But it looked really good. And also... I mentioned this earlier. It included one of the little narrating bits that I just love so much with the I don't remember what animal it was. It was like It just kind of creeps me out. They're like, and then their head goes up and down, and they're like, blah, 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 blah. I don't know. I don't like it.
What was this again?
She went off talking about something else.
It was relevant because it was in the HD video.
It was? I don't remember anything like that.
No, I do.
Have you watched the same thing as we have?
Yeah, and he's underwater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where does it go? Wow, wow, wow.
Oh, wait, yeah, someone does talk. Never mind, yeah, I take that back.
Towards the end.
Yeah, but that's Conga talks, didn't he? But he's not.
Yeah.
He's more like, wow, 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 not, wow, wow, wow.
Well, I don't have a deep voice.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. You're quite limited.
That sounded like Kazooie.
Yeah, yes. That's what I thought she meant.
Sorry. But,
yeah, well, one like technically one of the things that I'm limited by on that flooded one in Mumbo's Mountain is that basically the way it works is you take the alpha geometry, which is like stuff like water and fences and stuff that you can see through. I basically take Treasure Trove Cove's water and put it into Mumbo's Mountain. Now the way it works is that it doesn't quite fit properly, so it just takes careful like camera positioning just to make sure that you don't see the cuts and stuff. So what I want to maybe do is actually change the geometry myself so it's just a massive square of water and then it'll just be seamless. I don't know, I'm just rambling now. Sorry. So that's gonna be the next version when I redo them again. I'm like George Lucas, I just like tinkering.
Yeah, well, don't come up with the Clone Wars then.
Oh God, I tell you what, we hadn't seen that before.
No, oh, well,
I haven't seen Clone Wars, and we downloaded the first episode to watch.
Oh,
and we turned it off after 5 minutes.
Well, I saw the movie before like the actual shows came out. I haven't even tried the shows, but the movie was just horrible. I saw it when I was babysitting these kids. They really wanted to see it. And I was like, okay, cool. You know, like, I like Star Wars. No, not this.
So has there anybody else seen the film and the series? And are they, like, pretty much the same?
I didn't see the film. I saw the first episode of the series and never went back to it.
What was with the opening bit? You know, the dude is like, and now! It's like, what the hell is that? It's like, that's not Star Wars. And it's just, I'm surprised George Lucas, like, signed off on it, to be honest.
Oh, well, it's going to make him more money, so why wouldn't he sign off on it?
Well, yeah, but so was Battlefront 3, but he cancelled that, bearded cunt.
Okay, well, we'll move on to Forum Watch. Who wants to take the first thread?
Oh, by God, I say I'll do it. Okay, no, so it's about this cheerleader who, she wanted to become a professional cheerleader. She was in training, and she got a vaccine for the H1N1 virus, and it gave her a rare genetic disease. I can't remember what it's called, but basically it makes her look like a crab when she tries to walk, like a crab with like Down syndrome. But she can run perfectly fine, and she can walk backwards perfectly fine. And when she's running, she can have a normal conversation. But when she's sitting down or trying to walk, she sounds like.
So couldn't she just go around and like all those things, a Treadmaster? Couldn't she just be on one of those and just walk but still be still? Like one of those on wheels? Like a wheelchair with a travelator on it.
I get you. Yeah. Why didn't they think of that?
Ah, see?
But even those people who have those still walk like retarded crab.
Yeah, but cheerleaders don't need to walk. Do they just need to stand still and just wiggle their pom-poms? Isn't that what they do?
That's true.
She could just be the one that gets thrown up in the air and stuff.
Yeah, might as well. She doesn't have much to lose.
maybe they could just surgically twist her head round the other way. Wouldn't that work?
Well, you'd think if she can walk perfectly fine backwards, then, like, some psychological, you know, you think you could get to it that way. Just teach yourself how.
I can't understand how she can walk backwards normally, but not forwards.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Does it? Why?
It's all in her head. That's no, that's seriously why. It's a neurological.
I don't get how she can, like, run just fine, but she can't walk. It's, like, weird. You can't slow down.
Yeah, do you remember that part where she tried to stop running?
And then she's, like, hunching over and...
Yeah, you could see that coming from a long ways away.
She looked like she was, like, a monkey or something.
Yeah, it looked like the second she was going to stop, she was just going to plummet into the ground face first. She turned back into the Down syndrome crab.
Do you remember, like, in the beginning of the video, she's like, I couldn't eat. I can't do it. all I have.
I'm calling fake on it. I think it's fake.
No, it's a real thing. I just looked it up on YouTube. Look at this one guy. Hold on.
Because we all know YouTube doesn't have fake videos on there.
No, she has something called dystonia.
Yeah, dystonia. Is this this normal dude talking about how he's Tom?
Why is he not wearing a shirt?
Because he wants you to see his boobies. Spasm.
Boobie spasm.
Ooh, he's going to artificially induce the spasms. I'm sorry, mine's taking forever.
Yeah, we've almost finished.
and it's still explaining.
It's like a box that makes you into Jim Carrey.
I think that's just cool that external frequencies can cause him to have these spasms.
That'd be so weird if, like, you didn't know him and you just started, like, having these weird facial movements while you were talking to him.
Watching this guy do this just, like, makes my mouth hurt.
There's just the one at 1:50 just looks like he's having a shit. It's just brilliant.
50 or 15?
1:15.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
I don't shit. I don't do that when I shit.
Yeah, but he's got a big shit inside him. He can't come out.
It's like a log.
I like the one at 2:05.
I would have appreciated it more if it was like Jerry Springer, like, you're cheating on me with a dystonic man. This is how I know he loves me. And then he makes that face. You never make that face to me, John. That's why I cheated.
Wow. That's just like a massive yawn.
He's like, oh, that's always a good one. When after he yawns.
So will we move on to the next thread, or are we still looking at videos of dystonian people?
I say we move on.
Yeah, I'm ready.
That's the cue to move on, is it?
You should do that every time we need to move on.
Okay, well.
Okay.
Me?
Yes, you.
I didn't know you could hear me. I put on mute.
It's been hard not to hear it.
I put it on mute. I swear to God.
You just put it on mute and, like, oh God, those guys are so fucking hot. Right, what, you can still hear me?
Oh God, it's on mute right now. Jesus Christ.
Aaron, why don't you take us through the next thread?
Okay, the next thread is This Just Screams Fail by Bright Eyes, or Leah. And it's about a Titanic memorial cruise that they're going to do. In 2012, which will be like the 100th anniversary of the Titanic sinking, they're going to travel out to the spot where they sank and, I guess, celebrate a memorial or something like that. And apparently Leah thinks it's a bad idea.
I don't know. This sounds stupid, but someone posted, like, I think they have technology to avoid icebergs now, and I didn't even think about that. Like, for some reason, my brain was like, oh, they're going to fail again. They're all going to die. I don't know.
I thought you just thought the idea was stupid. I didn't think you thought they were going to sink again.
Like, superstition-wise, I think that it's going to fail. I don't know. I just, I would stay away from it. I wouldn't be like, oh, this sounds like a great idea. Let's all get on a ship that's going to fail. Like, let's all die again. I don't know. It's just like, if you saw the movie and you're just as freaked out as I was, you would not get on a ship called Titanic again.
They're not going on a new Titanic ship. This ship's called something else.
MS Balmoral.
Oh, I thought they named it the same thing.
No.
Oh, then what's even, like, how does that, it's just like, oh, we're going to honor the Titanic?
Yeah, pretty much. They're just going to go and do exactly the same travel itinerary that they took.
Oh, well, I'm sure people have done that tons of times. Or not.
Have they? Well, and then they stop. They stop at exactly the point where they sank and have a little sing kumbaya or something.
Oh, they're going to do that?
Well, they're going to stop. I don't know whether they're going to sing kumbaya. They're definitely going to stop.
See, if I was on that ship and they're like, oh, we're going to stop and have a memory, I'm going to be like, I'd, like, hide.
Just hop onto the nearest iceberg. Hide away there.
Yeah. See, I'll be safe on the iceberg because, well, maybe not, because then I'd get hit. I'll go on the underside.
Oh, that would be so good, though, wouldn't it, if they actually said, right, what we're going to do is we're going to actually pretend to hit an iceberg, and then it's going to sink and actually have another boat nearby to pick everybody out of the water straight away. It's like a massive, like, realism thing. I'd pay for that.
Yeah, except for it would, like, unless you did well, that would be kind of cool because, I mean, it would never happen, but if we had another ship to, like, stare at underwater, because that's just so fascinating.
Wow. Snort.
Is that genuine?
Ooh.
Yeah, it doesn't scream fail, it screams fucking win.
Fine.
I love Titanic.
Yeah, it's good when you want a good cry.
Yeah, I always cry.
Poor Mandy.
Man up, Ice! You're supposed to be a man! I imagine! They could both fit on that floating door.
I know, what the fuck?
I know, yeah.
And he was just like, oh, I'll be the gentleman. Yeah, well, look where you ended up, buddy.
Yeah.
Dead.
Do you guys remember that scene from the movie where the old people are on the bed? Like, the water's coming through? That gets me every time.
So you cry? I always cry when it's like, okay, well, first of all, when it's like women and children first, because I'm not planning on having kids. Like, it's just going to be like me and Andre. So if they were like women and children first, I'd be like, fuck that. I don't have any fucking kids, just me and Andre. But before that part, it's like when they're all falling, like the boat's like falling, or I mean after that, it's like going down and people are falling and like hitting their head on the propellers and stuff.
Couldn't you just dress Andre up in like diapers and like a little dummy in his mouth? It's like, yeah, and have him go, ah! Because he's got that kind of little baby face, doesn't he?
He's got a baby face.
He kind of looks like a baby, yeah, he's right.
How?
So if you and Andre get married and you have a kid, you should call the kid Golden, so it's Golden Brown. Would that be something that you'd be interested in?
Yeah, and then we'd put it up for adoption. Or we could name it Poop.
You wouldn't need to adopt it, it'd kill itself.
That's true.
No, I can't find a thread.
You just simply can't.
I just simply cannot find a thread worth talking about.
Oh, no, I just... It reminded me of Simpsons when they put that fence up so they couldn't dump in the little lake in their town. And they told this homeless guy to dump something in the lake, and he starts walking up to the fence, and he, like, smacks his head into it. And then he backs up, goes into again, and he goes up to the sheriff. He goes, I can't. I simply can't. He can't explain why. I don't know. That was a bad story. Sorry.
I don't know what that is. What Simpsons? Is that like an American thing?
Oh, my God. You're going to hell.
What?
You don't know what The Simpsons is?
No. What is it?
Oh, my God.
Is it like a show over there or something?
Yeah, it's like the longest-running animated show in American history.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it has like 18 fucking seasons.
18 seasons?
I swear. Wow. I'll look it up. 21. I'll look it up right now. 21?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow, how could I not have seen that?
I don't know. Everybody, it's like, it's such an American thing probably. But like, if you're an American, you've seen it definitely.
Have you seen it, Calvin?
The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Yes. Are you just having a joke?
Well, the fact that I called her a surname Leanna. Don't!
Oh, yeah.
We're not that clever to piece it together.
Yeah.
Yep, that's what's written down on my script. Say Leanna Doe, and then wait a little bit, and then say that I haven't heard The Simpsons. Just to get that little bit.
Say Leanna Doe, pause for laughs, continue. Well, the next thread is the Rare Witch Project Community Art Project, number 3.
Ooh. Tell us more, Calvin.
Okay, Al. This okay. Art project was started by Ebenezer Icefail in the Rare Witch Project Chan Forum. And it's something that I've only just discovered because I usually see art and just skip the topics. But I thought, well, I'll wander in and have a gander and... Lo and behold, there's this little circle with numbers on it. I'm thinking, oh, what's going on here? It seems like some sort of crazy voodoo magic going on. But apparently, people get numbers and they get to fill them in with whatever they want to make one community art project.
Have you requested a number?
I have not, because I am not a very artistic sort of person.
Well, to be honest, neither are a lot of the people that are on there at the moment.
But we're about halfway through the current third project, and I think it's turning out really good.
Yeah, I like that finger prodding the eye.
Yeah,
I thought it was something else at first when I first looked at it. But yeah, that's good. So has anybody taken part in any of them before? Because there's been like 3 now, hasn't there?
Yeah, this is the third. I haven't taken part because, like I said, I just found it. I've been ignoring him.
To be honest, I haven't been in any of the, like, whatchamacallit forms. Like, I just never go in. That sounds really bad. What am I trying to say? Hell's Forum. I just don't really go in and check stuff out very often. Like, the last time I did it was in, like, July.
Well, to be fair, that was the last time Hell's Forum was actually active.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Mm. I do like the image forum, though. It just, yeah, it makes you think, you know, should images be allowed everywhere on the forums, really, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Not really.
Wouldn't it be good though if everyone could just like litter the entire forums with crazy images and stuff? Yeah, something to think about, isn't it?
Yeah, if you want more porn.
Well, I don't think we can ever have too much, so...
There's no such thing.
I like, I don't know, what they've drawn so far, it looks pretty good, except for, I don't know who did the eye thing, but it kind of creeps me out. Not the poking in the eye, which you think it would. I mean, like, just a random black and white eye.
Oh, the one right in the middle. That's going to be hard to... Because the thing is, when people just pick isolated sections, it then makes it harder for the next person to make everything blend.
Right.
I think out of all of them, I think my favourite one's probably the... I don't know, the first one was really good. It was quite simple. And then the second one got a bit more intricate.
And still waiting on Mandy to finish her parts.
Yeah, well... Yeah, that sort of happened around about the same time that I locked her in the cupboard, so she never got to finish it. Oh, I could actually do it and make it look really sloppy and pretend that Mandy did it. I think she'd probably kill me for that, more than locking her in the cupboard.
Yeah, the first one turned out really well.
Which tile would you say was the best on there?
Probably the one...
Yeah, top right, yeah. Yeah. Okay, good, yeah.
Yeah, which douche made that one?
That's ace. That was my first attempt at pixel art, and I think I did pretty well. It's like, like the shine on the pipe, and that was all hand-done. That was brilliant.
That was you?
Yeah.
Oh, so you just assumed I was going to pick yours, huh?
Well, I just knew, yeah.
Something that good, how can it not be picked?
Exactly. So project numero two, you know, which tile would you say was the best?
Number six.
Oh, definitely the one. Oh wait, let me just find the number. I don't know what the number is. The one to the left of six, it's got a dog and a kid and it looks like a grandma.
Oh, yeah, there's a dude fishing, yeah, and there's a dog with a frisbee in its mouth. And then up there, there's a sex shop called Wankies.
So that's yours, too?
Yeah, that's mine, yeah.
Yeah.
We won't do number three because I've not got one in there, so...
Well, you'll have to hurry up and do one.
Yeah. I don't like the look of it. I don't know who came up with the idea of the circle. I don't know. I suppose it could be good.
I don't know. Maybe it's like a the globe idea.
Yeah. Maybe I'm just used to the square thing. I don't know. Yeah, I might pick a number if there's any left.
Did people already comment on how Mandy took 3 and 6 and didn't do shit?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I mean, she did the first one.
Oh, like, okay.
Can you tell, if you go back to the first one, can you tell which one was hers on the first one?
Let me see. The face?
No.
The spaceship shooting the,
Space Invaders.
What's his name? Space Invaders, that's the one.
That's cool.
Not as good as the one on the top right, though, obviously. I mean, you know, she's... professional graphic artist and programmer art actually won through.
You know what one I do like on the first one? Number 12.
Hang on, 12. Oh, the RWP one.
Yeah, it because if you actually watch it in the progress, you know, when people add their little bits here and there, it just, the RWP fits in so well, but, and it's unexpected. It's just, here it is.
Yeah,
and they have the shadow, like, they have it shadowed, you know what I mean? So it looks, like, more 3D. You see what I mean? Around the cloud?
Yeah, that's really good. I like that. I wonder who did that one. Let's have a look. Number 12. Oh! Oh, yeah, that was mine as well.
Same douchebag as number 5.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We did the face.
Well, there's 2 parts. Well, I think, didn't the face go over 2 parts, or?
Yeah. Let's see.
It's hard to really tell where it's all.
Oh, that's you.
No, I didn't do the face.
Oh, no.
No. Hey, Banjo Boy, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
I like Ice Lightning's little trapdoor into the brain there as well.
Yeah, what is that, like a little mouse or something peeking its head out? What is that?
I don't know.
Yeah, it is. It's like a bear. I don't know what it is. It's something with eyes looking up. It could be like a bear or something. Like a little teddy bear just popping out.
Who did 3?
Some douchebag.
So it's Ice?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did actually, yeah.
Alright, well,
where's
that.
Where's the sheen on that pipe?
Well, it didn't have one, because whoever did the one with the trapdoor... Oh no, maybe they did that afterwards, I don't know. No, they didn't, no. No, I built on top of that, and I didn't want to show up the one with the trapdoor. Because if you look at, is it 9? They've got those little men in the little pipes. And then I added on to that, and he commented, he went, oh, way to go, make mine look shit. So I thought I wouldn't do it on the other one.
I like how on you and Mandy's, like the sky part, it's all layered. Like it really makes it look way better.
Yeah. Layers. Collaborative effort.
Yep.
Mm. Well, I started that and then she had to continue it. Which is, you know, when you've both got adjacent squares, you can sort of work together and do it. Okay, well that's given the art community art project a bit of exposure, so that's good. Job done.
Okay, well we'll move on to the blog then.
He's talking about moving to Ohio, which is one of the states that have, like, low tax income and stuff. If he moves to Ohio, he's going to be bored out of his balls. And also, I don't know where he's from originally, but it's going to be... Where?
It says it right underneath his name. New Jersey?
Oh, thanks, hon. Yeah, so he's probably used to the cold. But, like, you freeze your ass off in Ohio. Just like Michigan. Although, it'd be, I guess, a little teensy bit warmer in Ohio than Michigan, because we're right by, like, the lake.
I think it's a good idea. He's, you know, planning out buying a house, saving money, and getting a job so that he can then go on and study what he wants. It takes a lot of effort to sort of, you know, make a plan and try and stick to it and all sorts of things. So good on him.
So is he saying that he can buy a house for 15 grand?
10 grand, I thought it said.
He says, if I can save 15,000, oh, I can buy a house. Is it going to be like a doll's house?
No.
Yeah, I don't really know any houses for 10 grand, unless it's like...
I don't think he means like buying a house for 15,000. I mean like a $15,000 down payment.
Oh, right.
You usually can't buy a house usually without a down payment.
I can see where he's going with the, like, go to Ohio so you can buy, like, a cheap house, but at the same time, you might be miserable in Ohio because there's nothing to do, the weather's horrible, and it's just Ohio. Like, you should just drive into a ditch and never get up.
Mm. So maybe you'd be better off going under a bridge with a cardboard box, using the 15 grand to buy loads of drugs.
And apples.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean... He's got a good idea, but I just want to warn him about Michigan.
I heard that Michigan is, like, the worst state to be in right now. It has, like, the highest unemployment, worst economy, everything.
It's because of Detroit, but I don't know if that's necessarily true. I just know that's, like, Detroit's, like, the biggest shithole. And Detroit's the shithole of the United States right now.
Hasn't it always been?
Hey. Maybe.
Yeah. Definitely fair play to him if he's, like... making a plan to stick to. That's good.
Yeah.
Good on him. There we go. Rare Witch Roundtable, not taking the piss out of Star Fox.
Okay, well, we'll move on to Game of the Week. This week we're discussing Mario Kart 64.
Oh my god, when I was younger I used to beg my sister to play with me. Because it was like, I don't know, she was always home and I didn't want to play by myself. So I'd like beg her to come downstairs and play with me. Also, that's where we kept all of our game consoles. We kept in the basement, and I was petrified of the basement, so I used to beg my dad to come and, like, sit and do his work in the basement so I could just play games. Is that ridiculous?
Yep.
But yeah, I always played Yoshi, but if someone else, like, died to play Yoshi, I'd play Toad.
Yeah, I think Yoshi and Toad are my favorites.
Definitely. Me and Andre always fight over who gets to play Yoshi.
I always played as Wario.
Oh, you're one of them.
My brother used to always play as Wario. I can never remember who I used to play as.
I don't think it mattered that much back in the on the 64 version, but now, like, if you use Wario, it'll just knock people flying off the track. But back on the 64, it was always about speed for me, so... Well, and... I'm going to say turnability. Yoshi was great for that.
Maneuverability.
Yeah. Handling.
Handling, there you go.
Yeah.
You know what? Back in the day, Rainbow Road was actually, like, playable. Now, like, the Rainbow Road, I know for the newer Mario Kart, is, like, impossible.
I think the N64 had the easiest Rainbow Road, though, right? There wasn't a whole lot to it.
It basically was just Rainbow.
Well, yeah, now they've sort of, you know, their design thoughts must be right. How can we fuck the user over as much as possible? And there's just so many places where you can just get knocked off the course. I hate Rainbow Road.
Me too. And then you see those fuckers, like, doing flips over that drop-off area, and it's like, how are you doing flips? I can't even drive normally on that.
I used to love that shortcut in Rainbow Road on the 64 where you jump over the edge and you go flying into the void, but you still land on the road about half the track down.
Huge drop at the beginning.
Yeah. You just jump over the edge and skip half the track and you're a mile in front.
Mm. No one can catch up to you.
It would be difficult.
Unless they did it the same.
Yeah.
I always thought it was hard to do. I like only do it once in a while.
Yeah, it wasn't easy. I mean, if you failed, then you basically had to keep trying to try and get that half a lap boost anyway, because you just wasted so much time trying it.
It's like if you mess up, you pretty much ruined the race.
Thing is, there were so many shortcuts, weren't there, on the courses on the 64 version, and it was just awesome just trying to perfect being able to do the shortcuts all the time.
I'd be the person trying to do the shortcut that falls every time. So I just never did it.
I like the courses like Wario Stadium and Royal Raceway. Like, if you have the lightning bolt, you know how they have those huge, like, jumps? I'd always, like, trigger the lightning to go off, and they'd go, like, small just before they had to do the jump. So then they would all fall into the water. I love doing that. I did that every single time I could.
Yeah. I mean, that's been carried on, hasn't it, into the later versions as well. So you can do that as well. Double Dash is like a very similar thing where lightning bolt just before they get to the gap.
Yeah. I think it's a little harder to pull off, like in the newer ones. They make it kind of harder for you not to like take advantage of that.
Mm.
You have to have like better timing when you set it off.
Well, the newer ones have just lost their way in my eyes.
Yeah, I think so.
Just the fact that you couldn't jump as well.
I always just like to... my favorite part about Mario Kart 64 was that there was, like, you could always mess up the computer players. Like, you knock them off the edge and then they're, like, stuck there for the whole race. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Oh, no, I've not seen that.
No.
You could just knock them off the track, or...
Yeah, like, what you could do is, like, if you had, like, the star or, like, even a shell or something like that, and you were, like, on a course, like, say, even, what's the first one called? Luigi's Raceway? You, like, around those big curves, like, in the beginning of the level and towards the end, and you just, like, hit them and they fly into, like, the wall or whatever, they'll go, like, beyond the wall and they'll just stay stuck.
No, I've never done that. I'm normally too far ahead to even need to worry about knocking them.
Mario Kart 64 had so many glitches.
Mm. Do you remember the shortcut on this track? Just before the bridge, just before the tunnel, you could go over the wall.
Oh, you could?
Yeah, if you timed it just right, you could. You had to go up a certain... There's like a verge, and if you go up and if you hit the wall just right, you'll bounce straight over the top.
Huh. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, there's so many shortcuts. Let's have a look. Have a look on YouTube. It might show you.
I think that was, like, what made Mario Kart 64, like, so fun, I guess, you know?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
You could, like, totally exploit the game.
It's just great, because there's so many, you know, so many, ways that you can just shave just a little bit of time off, you know, for time trial. And that's what I just loved about the ghost, where you could just see whether you were ahead of your previous time or, you know, your best time.
Mm-hmm.
One of my friends, when we used to play on Wario Stadium, he would jump over the wall, one of the walls, and end up quite a bit away. And I could never perform it right, and he could do it every time, so he would just finish and half hour later, yeah, I'd cross the line and just waste my time.
Yeah. Is that the one just by the finishing line? There's like two humps.
Yeah.
And if you do it just right on, yeah, you can go over there. Yeah, that was a tricky one. I couldn't do that one all the time.
I thought the game had the funniest voices too. Like when they first started coming out. Yeah.
Like, I still think it's amazing to think that the actual characters and carts in Mario Kart 64 were just 2D animated sprites.
Were they?
Yeah. They're not 3D models at all. They're just sprites. They worked really well.
That did. I didn't know that.
Like, because you've got your straight-on animation set, and then you've got an animation set of him turning left slightly and one of him turning right slightly. And then I think, like, just a spin animation.
I think that made them look better, actually. Like, if you look at, like, Diddy Kong Racing, all the characters look, like, super blocky.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I mean, that's a testament to how good it was that, like, Calvin didn't even know that they were animated. Have they released that on Virtual Console?
I think so.
Yeah, it'd be nice if they made some newer tracks for it. That would be good.
Or even online. I would like online for 64.
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah, because that's... I would like the features of Double Dash with the gameplay of Mario Kart 64. That would be my perfect Mario Kart game, I think.
Mario Kart.
Mario.
There you Mario. Go. Mario.
Mario Kart.
Mario. I'd like to add one last thing.
Oh, here we go. The girly opinion. Here we go.
Oh, I was just going to say, GM2K, you probably played Mario when you were younger. You say you can't tell, but I think deep down inside you know. It's Mario. Or, excuse me, Mario.
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 You can do that pretty good.
Okay, right, here we go. Competition. Who can say Mario the best in the Italian accent?
Okay, ready?
Okay, Leah, go. Okay.
It's me, Mario. That's terrible. Okay, continue.
Aaron?
It's me, Mario.
Calvin?
It's me, Mario.
Oh, that was... Oh, come on.
That wasn't even trying.
No, that was rushed.
It's me, Mario.
Your voice cracked. What about you, Alan?
It's a me, Mario.
Yeah, that one.
I'm gonna win.
I'm the best.
I'm so sorry.
Wee-hee.
Let's go.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah. Ha-ha-ha.
I did it.
Yippee.
Mamma mia. I wonder what the Italians thought.
It's an outrage.
Roundtable, episode number 22 for October 24th, 2009. Okay. I feel really stupid because I feel like I'm not talking to anyone. Okay. Welcome to the 22nd episode of the Rare Witch Roundtable. Oh my god, I just sounded like British. Okay. Welcome to the 22nd episode of the Rare Witch Roundtable, the premier podcast about Rare, Xbox, and the Rare Witch Project forums. From Belmont, California, I'm Leah, BrightEye16. With me today is Ice Mario Gruntling. Wait, should I say... No, okay, this is what I'm going to do. Okay. I'm BrightEye16, or Leah, and today is with me is Ice Mask... Ice... Oh my god, I just looked at you guys are probably like, she's so stupid. Okay. One more time. Welcome to the 22nd episode of the Rare Witch Roundtable, the premier podcast about Rare, Xbox, and the Rare Witch Project forums. From Belmont, California, I'm Leah, BrightEye16, and with me today is Ice Mario. I just forgot your last name.
My last name.
Am I not supposed to say that?
What happened to his first name?
I never thought I'd say this, but where the fuck is Andre?
Okay. Whew. Deep breath. Okay. Okay. From Belmont, California, I'm Leah, BrightEye16, and with me today is Al, Ice Mario, from Staffordshire, United Kingdom. Oh, God.
Hello.
Gruntling, Aaron Haslam from Arizona, Mesa, Arizona.
Hello.
Should I start over?
Calvin, I'll give you $100 to host right now.
Do it.
I want the cash first.
What's your PayPal?
Send it to @gmail.com.
Come on, I can't afford it. Anyway, I need fucking donations.
Okay, do you just want? Okay, do you want me just to take over?
All those in favour say aye.
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 Aye. I'm just going to laugh the whole time.
Welcome to the Rare Witch Roundtable, the premier podcast about Rare, Xbox, and the Rare Witch Project forums.